From the Figure Four Online Studios in beautiful Bothell, Washington, exclusively at WrestlingObserver.com, you're listening to The Brian and Vinny Show with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Big Vinny V.
Granny, you are number one. All of your reports are so much fun. Wrestling memoirs and the soaps, Facebook and some funny jokes. Granny, you are number one. Granny, you are number one. Put that guilt on your grandson.
Don't visit your grandmother, Brian.
If a mess really blows, just give it a big fat minus O. Granny, you are number one. Granny, you are number one.
All right. All right, we got it that time, everybody. It's the Brian and Vinny, Granny, Craig, and Sean Show, November 12, 2024, figure4online.com/wrestlingobserver.com. Yeah, we're all here again. Sean's back.
Hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
I survived.
Hi. Yeah, we all barely survived. So somebody here on the chat, we had to start the show twice because we had no sound the first time. And Brandon says we need to do that barrel on through song contest. It's not a bad idea. A barrel-on-through song. Which reminds me, we got to talk about the t-shirt contest. We have narrowed it down to the four finalists here, and we got a lot of designs. And I would say 99% of them were very good. There was at least one that really sucked. We won't mention any names here. And so what we're going to do is there's going to be an email poll. Everyone's going to get to vote. Which one do you like best? You know, take your pick. The one that wins is going to go into the store at 4wonline.com/shirts, I believe is the website address. Can you check that, Vinny? At 4wonline.com/shirts.
There's on it now.
There's a lot of shirts up there now, believe it or not, that you can grab, including the famous minus five stars shirt, the most purchased shirt in the history of this empire.
Ironically, if you go to f4wonline.com/shirts, you get a message reading minus five stars. The page does not exist.
So that's not the website address. Okay, well.
I'll find it.
What the hell is it? How do you get to it? F4WOnline.com/shirts doesn't work?
Doesn't work.
Really? Huh. Well, we're going to do a great plug here. Maybe that's why no one's bought any merch of late.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Let me alert Tony here.
Yeah, I get the same minus five stars.
Have you tried linking through your site?
Well, I mean, I want to be able to tell people on the air where to go without having to spit out a 3,000-word URL. So let me tell them right now.
I mean, I'm looking at the front page here. I don't see a shirts link.
Yeah.
That's actually the hamburger menu, it's called. Member content.
So there's really no way to get to our t-shirts right now? No one can figure it out?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anybody know how to get to the t-shirts? Nobody?
This amuses me.
I don't think it's slash t-shirts, but you can try it.
I try slash t-shirts.
Yeah.
Slash t-shirts. Nope.
That doesn't work either?
FT hyphen shirts. Mm.
Wow. Might explain low sales.
No. How about just merch?
Or maybe Tony has it pulled down because he's updating it. No slash.
No, it's not what's happening. I guarantee it.
All right.
How about slash gimmicks?
No one knows. Nothing works. It just doesn't work.
Search Wrestling Observer. Shirts.
At WrestlingObserver.com/shirts. Try that. Nobody knows? All right. Well, anyway. Well, I sent him a message. Right. Hopefully we can get that fixed. I don't know where to send people I'm writing. All right. Well, so we narrowed it down to four. And Jared's going to put those up on the screen, so if you're listening via audio, this ain't going to do you any good. But for you video folks, you're going to get to see them. And then the email will go out to subscribers here in a little while. You'll all get to vote. The winner is going to get a one-year subscription to the website. If you already have a subscription, we'll figure that out. Maybe we'll give you a free subscription to the video as well if you want it. You could have the website and a video subscription. But let's take a look at the first. I'm not going to say who created the shirt. We're just going to put the design up on the screen.
Yeah.
I feel if we say who made it, you know, we might have some favoritism or that sort of thing. I don't want any of that. So the first shirt here, Granny sent me on a guilt trip, and all I got was this t-shirt. You like that one, Granny?
Yeah.
Can you see the pictures on the screen, Granny?
No.
You can't?
I can't either.
All right, who cares? All right, well, that's the first one there. Granny sent me on a guilt trip. All I got was this t-shirt, which cannot be found at f4wonline.com/t-shirts, we have since discovered. All right, let's see the second one here. Jared? It's going to take a while to get these up. Nope, that's the wrong button. Let's try that button. All chop, no pork. There were actually two of these.
I like this one.
That went up. And this I will say, is my favorite. All chop, no pork. There is a pig on the t-shirt.
In a gi.
In a gi, that's right. With a black belt that for some reason is a triple.
Oh, yeah.
How does that work?
It's a pig gi.
Yeah. Apparently no one can see these, Jared. No one can see them on the video.
He has black nail polish, too.
Yeah, let's try this again. Let's go back to the guilt trip. Now, there we go. Granny sent me on a guilt trip. All I got was this t-shirt. This is an incredible, incredible audio show. Now, all chop, no pork. Let's see that one.
No mistakes.
Let's see if we can figure this out.
Barrel on through.
Okay. Can you fellas see that? There we go. All chop, no pork. The pig has a black belt with three ends. How is that possible? How? That's impossible. All right, let's see the next one, Jared. Let's see if the viewers can see this. Barrel on through.
Yeah.
With a barrel on the shirt.
I don't see it.
It doesn't matter, Granny. Everyone else can. Have you ever...
There it is.
...wanted a shirt with a barrel on it? Well...
And our names.
Yes, that's right. Barrel on through. Matthew believes that one was created with AI. Perhaps it was.
I mean, possible, but...
All right, well, let's go to the last one here, Jared. This is After Dark Radio. There is a Sasquatch, there is a UFO, and there is a radio antenna.
Yes. After Dark in gothic print.
It is. Yes. It is quite gothic.
That would make an excellent stomach tattoo.
I like that. That should just be... We need to make sure that's also like the graphic for the podcast.
That Sasquatch is enormous.
Well, you know, they are.
Maybe the radio tower is quite small.
That also could be. Yeah. But more likely...
And the mountains and the curvature of the earth as well.
That is a giant ape man. Yeah. Yes. So those are the four finalists. And like I said...
Not found.
There were actually a lot of real good... A lot of real good examples here. That we're turning them all again here. Apparently, a lot of great people send them in entries, and so perhaps we'll do it again and leave those in, so you'll have a chance to win again next time as we continue to add more entries. So there you go. Whichever one you like, well, you'll get a chance to vote via email at wrestlingobserver.com, and then. At some point, we'll have a place where you can buy the shirts. We'll have that set up soon. All right, Granny, what have you got?
Oh, I got something to say.
Oh.
I didn't see this until Friday, and I want to thank Vinny for singing a happy birthday to me.
What?
Somebody paid me a cameo, bought a cameo to have me sing Granny's.
Oh, wow. So, yeah.
You didn't do that?
No, I did.
No, of course he did.
Oh, okay.
Sean, I mean, did you watch it?
He did it for money, yes.
Sean, I liked your poem.
Oh, thank you.
And Craig, thank you for the message.
Sure thing.
What about me?
Thank you for bringing the girls.
Okay. Well, that's something, I guess.
Gift hasn't shown up yet?
No, it just got canceled. It's gone. It's never showing up. I don't even know if I got a refund, to be honest.
Brian, I wouldn't need it anyway because I tricked somebody into telling me what it was.
Oh.
And I won't be needing it because I got an announcement to make. I'm going to move.
What?
I'm selling out. I'm moving.
You're selling out?
Yep.
Have you talked to these people yet?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Really? And you're actually going to move into an elderly person's place?
No, I'm going to move into a home with a bunch of people.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Are they young?
Pretty sure that's exactly what I meant.
You know,
are you going to have a room where we can set up your gimmick?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, can I work on the studio then when you move in?
Brian,
yes.
Have you heard of the Shag in Bothell?
Boy, have I.
Austin Powers has.
Yes. Yes, Granny, we've heard of the senior housing something something.
Yeah. Don't they charge you like $29 gimmick. To get in?
Yes.
I might go there, and then there's another one I might go to.
Lupinilla does the commercials for those all the time.
Yes. But
I want to be there by the first of
the first of the year? Yep. Granny.
7 weeks.
First off, it's freezing cold, it's dark, it's the winter, and everything has to be gotten out of your house and have it sold and everything by the beginning of the year?
I was hoping, but maybe not, because I have
You're recovering from a heart attack, remember?
Brian?
Yes.
I have been having problems so bad. First, it was the plumbing, and now it's electric.
Maybe don't talk about this anymore in case someone wants to buy.
Well, I'm going to sell as is, so.
Yeah.
Wow. But anyway, I've just had nothing but trouble, and I'm just tired of it.
Wow. Can't believe you'll be out of that place after all those years.
I think you'll be happier.
The only thing I'm going to miss is my deck.
Well, they'll have a deck at the Shag.
Oh, come on. No.
No, they'll have an outdoor area.
That's something.
Sure they will.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It'll be way better.
Where they do the bungee jumping from.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they'll have a lot of stuff.
Sustainable housing for ageless generations.
Well, if there's ever been an ageless generation, it's definitely Granny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then I won't have to worry about my car. I can get rid of it.
Yeah.
You should have gotten rid of that thing a long time ago.
No, I need it in my driveway for...
Sure.
So people know somebody's here.
Keep the concrete down, sure.
I see. Are you already packing? We noticed there's boxes there in the background.
Oh, no. Not yet.
When's the garage sale?
And I have to find a realtor, too.
Wow.
It's going to be exciting.
I may have somebody you can talk to.
It'll be exciting.
I know some people.
I was hoping that a little Carlos would do it. Remember he passed it? His exam and everything.
What are you asking me for? Ask him.
But he doesn't want to.
He doesn't want to?
Doesn't want to move?
He's not really going into real estate.
Wow.
I see.
Granny should have an auction of the stuff she's selling.
We could actually auction off a bunch of those boxes of figure four weeklies. If you'd like 85 copies of the exact same issue, have I got a deal for you?
Uh-oh.
What? You threw them out already?
No, I didn't save any of those newsletters.
Okay, so you threw them out.
I threw them all out.
That's fine. That's how she stayed warm last week.
After I sorted them all out.
You sorted them out and then you threw them away?
Yeah. You told me to.
Your legacy.
Nice. I had a closet full.
Yeah, what's in the closet now?
Empty.
So what do you have to throw them out for? Put more air in the closet?
The principle of it.
God. Well, good thing they're mostly online.
I wanted to make sure she didn't actually...
As long as all the Frank A. Gotch are online, I don't care about the rest of it.
Didn't accidentally read one.
The rest of it.
Avoid that.
I even kinda got sucked. A lot of stuff I'd give away.
Really? Good. Because no one's going to buy it.
Wow.
I've been there. All right. I'm joking. It took a while for her to get it. Yeah, what are you going to do that Murphy bed?
It's never been used.
I know. You were so proud of that Murphy bed, and it was never used. Lay in that room, and Val's trying to explain how awesome this Murphy bed is. Hanalei, look at this wall. You can pull the wall down. We got to move everything here. But if you move everything and pull the wall down, there's a bed. Hanalei's like, yeah, okay, cool. Anyway, any cookies?
You just open the door, Brian.
I know what you do, but like you've got a bunch of stuff in front of it, so you can't open the door.
Oh, I can take that out. Hmm. That's the bottom of the bed.
I know what a Murphy bed is.
Okay.
I'm just pointing out there's a bunch of stuff you'd have to move to actually use the Murphy bed.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, what do we got on the Facebook?
I was going to ask if we're still doing this today.
Hey, we're just winging it here. We're just riffing.
Well, there is a material. If you're old enough, what was the best thing about the 1980s with 3 question marks?
Because, of course, we're watching Mid-South from 1984. We're smack dab in the middle of the 80s.
Can I do first?
Well, of course.
I think it was because I went to so many places by myself and I was never afraid of anything or anybody.
Oh, okay.
Nowadays, I would never even leave town without being worried.
Wow.
She felt safer.
Well, you're also much older now.
Doesn't matter.
And wiser.
Wow. I leave the house all the time.
I never worried one bit. Everybody was so nice. Now,
poof. You don't leave the house. How do you know people are nice or not?
Just guessing? Watching TV.
Watching TV? They're only going to show you the worst stuff. Ask Sean. That's his job. Sean, you're not showing like, oh, here's all the great stuff that happened in Bothell this week on Cairo 7. It's always like, this guy got shot 16 times.
That would be nice.
What?
This guy got shot 16 times?
No, to hear good news.
Oh. Yeah.
There is good news out there.
Yeah. Listen to Sean. He'll tell you. They just don't report it.
Right. That's not true either. But.
All right, go ahead. What's next? We haven't even read any. Vinny, what was the best part of the 80s?
Cartoons. By a mile.
Video games.
Video games have gotten so much better.
No. I mean, maybe if you play them now.
Yeah. Maybe like the 90s video games.
That was my glory days. Super Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Just go to YouTube and search 1980s cartoon theme songs, and your next hour is set.
It's the discovery of music at the time, because, you know, you're into a teenager. And not just like, you know, like the Def Leppards and the Van Halens, like getting deep and finding things like Vane or
Duran Duran,
Bang Tango.
God, I hate 80s music.
You're an idiot.
Nah, I'll go back and I'll listen to the 50s channel, the 60s channel, the 70s channel, the 90s channel, the 00. I will not listen to the 80s. Bunch of crap.
No, it's good.
It sucks.
No, it's good.
No, you guys are old. That's the problem.
You're the older than us, sir.
Yeah, I know. So I'm not as old as you guys.
What?
All right, read that Facebook.
Well, continuing the theme, Chris Cox says, music, particularly U2, the Joshua Tree, and wants to make sure we know it's Chris in Vegas.
Oh, yes. I knew that.
John Tab, Somerville, top fan, has a bunch of options. Lay's barbecue chips because they were the best. A jungle juice in a carton.
What?
I have no idea what that is. Playing Contra on NES.
It's a good one.
While watching the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard. He says it will die on that hill. Hard, I assume.
Are a lot of 80s movies that I still love. The old Back to the Future, Ghostbusters, Better Goonies. Off Dead, Spies Like Us, Goonies, Top Secret. I mean, I love all these films.
Yes, Alfred, our shirts are on Pro Wrestling Tees. You can find them there. But we had an easy link where you just go f4wonline.com/shirts and it would take you to the actual page. Now you have to like find Pro Wrestling Tees, type in Wrestling Observer, whatever.
Oh, yeah, that's tough.
You can do it, but like I want this to be easy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I went to Google and typed in F4W Online and shirts and it took me there.
Oh.
Okay, well, you can do that.
Try that. Edward Laredo says, the music.
Why does everyone say the music?
Because it was better.
There's nothing else that was any good in the 80s.
Cocaine.
Sure.
Only tried it twice, but yes.
Yeah. Andrew Harbour. My action figures were like $3, not 50 or more.
That's true.
Yeah, but there's a big difference, brother.
They were better.
You want an action figure nowadays, you just go on Amazon or whatever. You get your action figure, whatever the hell you want. Back then, you had to go to Payless, hope it was there. And if it wasn't, you had to get a rain check. A fucking rain check.
But I think a lot of people that are buying the action figures today aren't even taking them out of the box.
Well, yeah, it's weird.
So like the 80s figures, like they're still working.
Buying toys, like not
these He-Man
to play
toys
with?
Are still kicking around. G.I.
Joe.
Do you
know nothing about collectibles?
I know what they are, but like it just seems
muscle.
Weird to me. I'm going to collect something command. I'm not going to actually take out of the box. I'm just going to have it. I don't get it. A lot of this stuff I don't get. 80s music, collectibles.
Big fan of the space Lego sets that came out during that time.
What if I really wanted to play with like a particular toy,
you buy
a but like I couldn't because everyone else bought them just to keep them in the box?
That is annoying.
Yeah.
Do you know how much stuff is worth when it's still in the package? Some people take this as an investment, Brian.
Wow.
Now, Brian, play with the toys.
Yeah. I remember when, Berkshire Hathaway made all that money off toys and boxes. Big investment that one year. Anyway, what's next?
Steve Barry, top fan, has three. Saturday morning cartoons.
That was fun.
No social media.
That was great.
No bills to pay.
So a lot of it was things there weren't in the 80s.
Yes.
Okay.
He wants to clarify he was born in 1985.
If there was social media in the 80s, I would have a record.
A record.
A criminal record.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that kind of record.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It is crazy that we didn't have, like, the internet and access like that, but everyone still heard, like, rumors from around the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you had to read the newspaper.
No, I'm talking things like, you know, Richard Gere and stuff like that. That, yeah. You know, past...
Well, that was National Enquirer and shit like that.
Rod Stewart.
Weekly yeah. World News. That was the best thing about the 80s. Weekly World News.
Bat Forgot Boy.
About that. Yeah, Bat Boy. I got pictures of Hanalei. She looks exactly like Bat Boy. It's uncanny.
What?
Humble Bear. Yeah.
Does she know that?
Yeah. I said these to you, Vinny.
So it must be your genes.
Well, yeah. Giant eyes and a big mouth.
Oh, that's actually true. You've convinced me. Hayden Fallick. The malls, and especially the arcades.
No, the malls are way better now.
There was nothing like getting an Orange Julius, a free bite of chicken teriyaki, then buying a Duran Duran cassette and heading to the arcade with $5 in your hand.
Pretty sure you can do all of that at the Alderwood Mall today.
Except the cassette.
And no arcade there.
You mean you still have things at the Alderwood Mall? Because everything at Puyallup Mall is like closed down.
Yeah, just empty Puyallup.
Stores.
Yeah,
Alderwood Mall is doing fine.
Alderwood Mall is doing fantastic.
Bellevue Square. So Bellevue Square. This weekend. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. There are not many arcades like there used to be.
No, and the arcades. Everett
Mall is a dump, though. That used to be like the big mall.
Everett Mall?
Yeah, remember that back in the day?
I don't remember that ever being a good mall.
Really? Yeah. No, way back in the day.
I guess
the Everett Mall was like the place to be. Mm. And Alderwood was kind of
the Auburn little Super tiny Mall. Thing.
Ugh. Yeah, the super mall.
Not super, barely a mall.
Bro, even when that opened as a super mall, remember you and I went there, Vinny, and we were like, oh my God, it's going to be a super mall, and it was just like a bunch of stores.
A bunch of outlet stores.
It wasn't very super at all.
No.
Bellevue Square is pretty good now.
Oh yeah, I was there today.
Yeah, but if you need Tupperware,
condolences.
Super mall. Yeah.
Why?
Moto Pizza's there.
It's packed.
It's packed, but they have a Ben and Jerry's.
They're all there to get pizza.
They have Moto Pizza. Moto Pizza's great. Yeah.
Or Beecher's Cheese.
Yeah. Actually, they had a place in there called Trophy Cupcakes.
Yeah.
And there was a Pinkabell and Bothell, and it shut down. And so I took Paisley to Trophy, and then it shut down. Like Trophy and Pinkabell both shut down in like a 2-week span, and she was just devastated. Yeah. I was like, "Grow up, kid."
If you're at Bellevue Square, you need to introduce her to Lady Yum Macarons.
Lady, I don't know if she'll like macarons.
That's great.
Hanalei probably.
She'll like these ones.
She'll eat anything.
They're awesome. Tim Page, the top fan, says no social media. A common theme here. Keenan Funk says, Transformers, Robots in Disguise. I assume he just means the tagline, because the cartoon, Transformers, Robots in Disguise, didn't come out until like the 2001. But yes, a huge Transformers fan myself, of course. And I heard today that apparently they officially today went into the International Toy Hall of Fame. Hmm. Long overdue.
B.A. Charles wants to know, did every Sherry's close or just the ones in my account? They're around.
No, they've all...
No, not
every
all
single
of them.
One?
The ones in Oregon
closed. I just went to one.
There's still some around here.
Yeah. Where? I think there's one in Longview.
I think like recently. Sherry's.com.
But the ones that are around here that have closed because they haven't been paying rent.
We had two and two all up, and I think we have one now.
And
they exist.
And the food was crummy.
No.
No, what about pies?
The pie is amazing.
This is one Bellingham, one in Puyallup, one in Olympia. I guess there's a handful left.
Yeah, all the ones in Oregon closed.
Yeah, it appears to be three in the state and a couple in Idaho. Yeah, I'm very sad about the...
There's three within 70 miles,
decline.
Dude.
I'm not driving 70 miles for
Sherry. Within 70 miles.
I like Sherry's. Not driving the right. I'm hopeful this creates a vacuum in the 24-hour restaurant industry and Waffle House moves in.
Mm.
This is my plea.
Just going to get more Denny's.
They're even closing locations.
Yeah.
150 next year.
Parachute Pants was more than 90s.
Yeah.
No.
That was early 90s.
Hammer, no, you're wrong.
Early 90s.
No, you're wrong.
1990.
I was definitely...
I was wearing them when I was in junior high, sir.
Well, you were a geek.
You were ahead of the time.
Write this.
Rob Maletta says, just all the pop music in general. Super simple, but fun. Andrew Windolf. Lack of mobile phones making it easier to misbehave. One day, me and a couple of pals faked being sick to take the day off from school. Went to an art... Oh, my God. Never mind. I fell for that one. That's on me. Steven Sebastian, a top fan.
Ferris Bueller.
Yeah. Craig was right.
No kidding. Really?
Man, a stopped clock. 84 and 85 was the peak of Parachute Pants.
I got a clock.
84, 85 was the peak?
Can't be right.
Hammer was the
peak.
Think someone's fucked up this Wikipedia. Probably Craig, when I was telling him he was wrong, rushed up there.
You know,
change from 84-85 from 94-95.
Are you comparing Parachute Pants to
not 94-95.
It just says Parachute Pants.
It was like 89.
Parachute Pant jumpsuit.
Junior high.
Granny, do you own any parachute pants?
Five. Yeah, somewhere in there.
Huh?
That's how many? Exactly. If I could just give a dollar for every time we got a 90? Huh?
Well, ask.
Do you own any parachute pants?
Do you own any parachute pants?
I used to own elephant pants.
Elephant pants?
Uh-huh.
The hell is that?
They were crazy for a while. Had elephants on them.
Sounds about right.
Where do you put your trunk?
Checks out. Elephant pants. Not pans. Pants.
You're an idiot. Elephant pants are a style of loose-fitting trousers made of a lightweight fabric featuring printed elephant patterns. Mm. Actually, Hanalei has a pair of those. They're so cute on her. I didn't know adults wore them. Wow. How about that? The origins of elephant pants are poorly documented. They were already common in 2013. When did you have these?
Probably in 13.
In 2013, you were wearing elephant pants within the last 11 years?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay.
I think I wore them over to your house one time.
I didn't know Granny was into K-pop. Hmm. All right, let's do a couple more.
You know what? Actually, one of my favorite part of the 80s is just that mystery of wrestling that we had watching it. Watching like Hogan and Big Boss Man in a cage and thinking these guys are, you know, legit beating the crap out of each other.
Legitimately thinking the world champion was the best.
I didn't have that
because
I hated Hulk Hogan. I tore down all the Hulk Hogan posters in my sister's room. But I hate that guy.
Terrible brother.
I hated wrestling.
Yeah. So
everything goes full circle.
Yeah.
All right, let's do one more.
Brian Russell says door handle ashtrays.
Door handle ashtrays.
That's a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Granny, we'll do more of these next week. What have you got today?
Just a minute.
Oh, okay. Get another one, Vinny?
Do you know, everybody, that this show is completely free? I have chosen this show to offer for free so that people might listen to it and go, I got an idea. I've got to sign up at f4wonline.com. I have to hear more shows like this.
Professional broadcasters.
I will sign up at f4wonline.com.
I will pay money.
Or video.f4wonline.com so I can watch it and actually see these goddamn t-shirts. Or f4wonline.com/apple, where I can get the podcast delivered to my Apple device, or f4wonline.com/Spotify. I will sign up in one of those many places so that I can hear more of this program. Yes, Granny.
Are you ready?
I've been ready for a while.
Okay. This is a match between Bailey versus Sasha. It's an Iron Man match, 30-minute championship.
Okay. Can you talk into the mic, though, when you read it?
This match is a 30-minute match. 3 pin, stake it all. Bailey drops Sasha on her shoulder twice, then tries to pin her. A few more moves, and Sasha pins Bailey for first win. Bailey bangs Sasha's face on the corner turnbuckle. Sasha throws Bailey out of the ring. Back in, Bailey managed to get her first win. Sasha then gets nasty and throws Bailey against the stairs twice. Bailey is down. Sasha gets back in ring. Ref calls 10. Bailey is out. So Sasha wins the second match. Crowd is rooting for Bailey. Many more 2 counts. Both top rope. Somehow Bailey gets tangled on the ropes. Sasha punches her a few times. Bailey gets Sasha down for the count, but her foot was on the rope. After a few more 2 counts, Bailey got Sasha in a submission hold for the third win. I gave that an 8.
An 8?
Yeah.
Wow. So Sasha won?
Yeah. No, Bailey. Brian, I said Bailey got Sasha in a submission hold.
Okay,
for
but
the
it's,
third
a, it's
win.
An Iron Woman match. So it's like who gets the most falls in 30 minutes? So who got the most falls?
She said it was first of three.
Okay. I don't think it was first of three. It's an Iron Woman match. Okay.
Okay. Now, the soaps.
Right. Yes.
They had the funeral for Heather. And
what happened to her?
Sharon.
She died.
I know that. How'd she die?
All right, you have to have this over. Sharon killed her, remember?
Was this last week? Because I missed last week.
Yeah, Sean wasn't here. I'm trying to help.
Anyway, okay. They had her funeral.
How did she die?
Sharon killed her.
How?
Hit her over the head with some heavy object, I think. Wow. I never seen her kill her, though.
So we actually don't... Well, I guess we do know she's dead because they had the funeral.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, Sharon insisted on going, and Phyllis went up and was talking about Heather, and she had said, everybody come up and talk about her. And they got Sharon so rattled that she ran out of the room. And so Phyllis has been after her. Just I don't think she's going to break her, though. So, and anyway, then Victor, years ago, Sharon was through another one of these stages, and she burned Victor's house down, the ranch.
Wow.
So Victor rebuilt the whole house and surprised Nikki with it. So, and I think he's going to wind up with that company that he's trying to get away from Billy. So he's going to be the bad guy again. So that's that with him.
Wow.
Okay. Ready for trivia?
Well, it's trivia time. We killed it last week when Sean was gone.
Yeah. Okay.
By the way, didn't you say Victor was going to get his at some point here?
I was hoping.
Do you think Victor's going to get his before or after you move into your new place?
Probably never.
Is he going to get hit in the head with a big mallet, too?
Yeah, how come no one's hit him in the head with a big object?
I don't
know. A big circus mallet?
Yeah. Where's Sharon when we need her?
Because he can be real nice sometimes, you know. Hmm. And he's going to throw a wedding for his daughter and her husband in the new house.
Sounds evil.
Which they've been living together for a couple of years now and decided to get married.
Sounds evil.
Which Major League Baseball team features sausage races before the bottom of the sixth inning of each home game?
Dodgers.
Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, okay.
Right. Yep. I wish I could tell which voice this was every time.
That was Vinny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you need buzzers?
Name the singer whose albums include Lust for Life, Ultraviolence,
Iggy Pop,
and Born.
I think we did this 2 weeks ago.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't remember Iggy Pop.
I do.
What's the answer to this?
Iggy Pop.
No.
What?
What?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, gosh.
We definitely didn't do it last week.
Okay.
Name the comedian and actor who was born October...
Iggy Pop!
No.
October 31st, 1950, and died on March 4th, 1994. His date of birth is quite ironic when you consider his last name.
Harry Halloween.
John Candy. Isn't he the one that got killed? That he got killed in the car crash or airplane?
No, he had a
crash.
Heart attack.
I thought he got killed in the plane crash.
Plane crash? No, it's John Denver.
What do I know? In which state is the annual music festival known as Coachella held?
Coachella.
California.
California.
Okay.
Palm Springs.
Name the American playwright whose work include The Odd Couple, Promises, and Brighton Beach Memories.
Neil something.
Right.
Sakai.
Ah, I got it. She gave me credit for that.
It's Neil Simon, you idiot.
Okay.
Half credits. Neil something.
Quartz Magazine calls this ministries about a nuclear accident in the Soviet Union the best of
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl.
Huh?
Chernobyl.
Okay. It's now in the current Ukraine.
What does the T on SWAT stand for?
Tactics.
On SWAT.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
You want me to quit, Brian?
No, keep going.
You sound like you hate these.
How do you always, like, presume something about us?
Because you look...
I'm smiling, I'm laughing.
No, but you sit there so bored like you wish it was over.
What are you talking about?
Sure.
I'm sitting here having a good time.
Okay. Who wrote the play Hamilton and start as the title character.
Juan Morel.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
I got that one.
No.
Juan Valdez.
You made a racist joke is what you did.
No, I didn't. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yes.
God. Right.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm done.
He's a big WWE fan, too.
He is.
Of the 50 United States capitals, which one is located further south?
Further south?
Tallahassee.
Austin. Yep.
Honolulu. Oh.
Yep.
Honolulu? God damn these Hawaiian ones. This west and south. Just fucks us every time.
Name the contemporary pop star who has released 3 albums using math symbols as the titles.
Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Of all the box office success in hugely popular films, Harrison Ford has only been nominated for an Academy Award 1 time. For what film?
Oh, man. That one where he was doing a lot of running?
The Fugitive?
Yeah. That's what I would guess.
No?
Witness.
I was going to say that as a joke.
That was a good movie.
Right. All right, Cranny. That's enough trivia. We got to talk about Mid-South here.
See? I had 3 more to go.
All right. I didn't know it was 3 more. Do 3 more then.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was ever going to end.
See?
I just didn't know if it was going to end. I didn't say, just read the last 3.
Okay. Name the Confederate Civil War general whose house overlooks Arlington National Cemetery.
Lee?
Right.
I know one Civil War general.
Was there more than one?
Whose title scored Scorpion was rated the... Whose album titled Scorpion was rated the 10th best of the year 2018?
Scorpions.
Nope.
No.
That would be funny.
By Rolling Stone magazine.
They're just out of ideas.
2008?
That's way too modern for us.
Yeah, we're all too old.
We're all way too old.
Chainsmokers.
Drake.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
That was only.
You said there were 3 more.
Well, I'm not going to read the last one.
No, read the last one. We went this far. Golly.
Name the author who wrote Jurassic Park.
Michael Crichton.
I got that one.
I guess so.
What do you mean you guess so? Who was it? Now, Michael Crichton.
It's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Remember, this is the last one. It's 238. So
I will remember that off the top of my head. Okay. 238.
So
next week is 239.
Write that down, Vinny.
I will get that tattooed.
238. Put in your notes.
I can put in my notes here.
Put in your notes.
Trivia question 238.
Is it the question or the page?
Page.
Does Vinny have a bookmark?
No, question, she says. She yelled at us and then corrected herself. Okay.
Brian.
Yes. Yes. You did. You yelled at us. It was question. You said question. And then you went, no, page. So you yelled at us and then corrected yourself. You want me to help you move?
Are you kidding?
Wow.
I'd still be here in 100 years.
She got your number, Brian.
I have a friend that's going to help me.
Oh, yeah? Who?
He's my friend.
Uh-huh.
One guy?
Uh-huh.
One guy's going to help you move everything into this other house.
You found him on Craigslist?
How old is he?
Yeah, how old is this guy?
In his 40s.
Okay, he might be able to carry some stuff. Gray. All right. Well, I'll set up the studio once you get there. Still want that gold mic?
Sure.
The other old people might get jealous.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
When a celebrity rolls in?
Yeah. They don't know who's showing up.
Yeah.
Golly.
I might even be able to have parties, birthday parties and stuff.
Oh, man. Can we get some of the other old people to come in on the show?
Oh, they wouldn't want to.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
How about a gold walker?
I don't like people. I'm not going to make very many friends on purpose.
Why are you going there then?
Wow.
It's just to be around if something happens so they can help me.
I see. All right. Okay. Well, now that that's all handled, Granny, we're going to review Mid-South. Is that all right?
No.
What do you want to do?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, Granny.
Bye-bye.
Like I said, F4WOnline.com. Video.F4WOnline.com. Apple Podcasts, F4WOnline.com/Apple. F4WOnline.com/Spotify. But not F4WOnline.com/shirts. That one doesn't work. You're going to have to go to wherever. Hey, we picked a good Mid-South.
Am I the only one who feels drunk right now?
Yeah. None of us have been drinking.
I haven't been drinking. I have not been drinking, but I feel out of it after that that experience. Well, let's begin. Yes, we jumped ahead in Mid-South years and found a much more exciting show, that's for sure.
2 years.
2 years, yes. We watched Mid-South Wrestling Season 6, Episode 2, January 14th, 1984. And my notes here read in all caps, this show was not boring.
No. Yeah. Much better than the last one we watched.
I'll say. Can I also add that it has been 2 years that we jumped ahead, yeah, and the production is exactly the same.
Yep.
The intro is the same. The music is the same. The quality of the presentation is the same. The backdrop that now Jim Ross and Bill Watts is sitting in front of is exactly the same.
I mean, you can say that about this show.
Yeah.
We still got that little red light behind you for some unknown reason. It's like radioactive material behind Sean for the last 4 years.
I would hope you upgraded some of your equipment.
Yeah, I did.
So it sounds better.
New mics, yeah.
No, exact same quality of show.
Yeah, our show's much better than it was.
Just different wrestlers.
So we begin with Jim Ross and Bill Watts.
But no one on this show has gained as much weight as JYD in that 2 years.
That, well, yes.
He's a little bigger.
His success has gone to his gut.
Wow.
Jim Ross and Bill Watts are the hosts. They're hyping up the tag matches and Steve Williams versus Crusher Darso. Very excited about that. And Watts says, because I actually...
Honestly, why?
I was expecting a much bigger train wreck than we got.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair.
Watts says, these Russians were very arrogant last week until a youngster from Florida stepped up. And we go back in time to last week.
God, this Bill Watts does not like Russians.
This entire show was 60 minutes of America rules, Russia drools.
Yeah.
Well, this was a good 5 years before the end of the Cold War. So yeah. America hates Russia.
Yeah. It was not a Cold War to Bill Watts. It was a very hot war.
No. So we see Crusher Darso, as they pronounce it, the future Smash of Demolition, and Nikolai Volkov, who I did not realize was ever with this particular Russian. They're demanding competition for some of these chicken Americans, and they named off a bunch of guys like JYD, a bunch of others, yeah.
Red Roosters, possibly.
Indeed. So Terry Taylor shows up, says, all those guys you just named, you know they're in the back, they're not dressed to wrestle. They got the street clothes on, they're ready to go. Well, I'm here, I'm Terry Taylor, I'm ready to fight. So Crusher Darso, the mouthpiece of this faction, if you can imagine such a thing.
I cannot. I watched it, I still can't imagine.
Says Terry Taylor is just some skinny kid from Florida. Nikolai will beat the tan off of him. So the match begins. It goes like 2 minutes. It's very intense. It's very fun while it lasts. Terry wins with a sunset flip, and the place goes crazy.
They went wild. Absolutely hog wild for this two-minute match where the babyface American beat this evil Russian. Mm-hmm. Golly.
And then the Russians try to attack, and he fights them off with the drop kicks, and they're still going crazy. And eventually they regroup, and there's two of them and one of him, and they hit the ring, and he's not stupid. He bails. Place loves this. This was already the most exciting thing we reviewed on Mid-South.
This Terry Taylor, if you've only seen the Red Rooster, what a baby face. He was fantastic.
Besides the girls that were crazy, Bill Watts was crazy about this finish here. That guy screamed Terry Taylor at least a dozen times as loud as he could into the mic. Big fan.
So our opener is Terry Taylor versus Doug Vines.
God, the jobbers on this show, dude.
Oh, we got some jobbers, man. This guy was fine.
Oh, my God.
There's more to come.
Well, I mean, I was appalled when I saw this guy, and then later I felt bad.
So Jim Ross assures us it's a full house at the Irish Something Boys Club, where the show's
being held. Please tell me he said Irish Something.
I thought it was Irish male, okay, but apparently there was something else with two syllables.
It could be the male boys club.
I put it on closed caption and just said Irish unintelligible boys club. They have every 1980s babyface squash match you ever saw.
Irish McNeil.
Irish McNeil boys club.
Yes. Gotcha.
So he does arm ringers. He does knee drops in the arm and stuff. They do exactly one high spot that ends with a terrible flying forearm, and Taylor gets the win. And Volkov and Darso immediately hit the ring to attack, but they are chased away by Junkyard Dog and Jim Dugan. And I got to say...
Dugan.
They have Dugan here. When...
Watts does. When Watts gets it right.
When Terry Taylor came out and Crusher Darso said he was just some skinny kid from Florida, it's like, man, times have changed. But I'm looking at Terry Taylor in between Junkyard Dog and Dugan, and goddamn, he did look kind of skinny.
I got to say that this Dugan needs a tan.
Oh, yeah. He was way very pale.
He was incredibly, incredibly pale.
I do not recall him being this pale.
And, you know, in WWE, he'd like make a big comeback or whatever, and then he'd put his hands on his hips or whatever. Yeah. It was his famous pose. Yeah. He did that about 16 times in 1 minute in this segment right here. Mm-hmm. He really liked to put his hands on his hips.
And do that stomp.
Yes, that he was a stomper.
Well,
yeah.
Speaking thereof, Junkyard Dog and Hacksaw Duggan versus Jeff Sword and Larry Higgins.
This Jeff Sword. Oh, my God. He's not the worst one on the show, either.
I don't even remember Jeff Sword, barely.
just a lump. I mean, just a fella. I mean, who was the guy? There was a guy. I didn't even write his name down. One of these jobbers, like, literally, I mean, God.
Must have been
not even a guy that came out of the crowd.
I know who it was.
Like, he wouldn't even let into the building as a fan.
He's in the next one.
Oh, God. Next one. Okay.
So,
Weingroff.
No, he is a jobber. Weingroff got a comeback and stuff.
Oh, there it is. Paul Garner and Paul Garner. Ralston.
But you're jumping ahead of Matt.
I'm sorry.
People need to know who won between Junkyard Dog and Hacksaw Duggan versus Jeff Sword and Larry Higgins. They did a lot of clobbering, a lot of stomping. Hacksaw pinned Sword with a horrible tackle. Can anyone on the show actually hit their finish?
Flying forearm, actually, it didn't bother me so much because it was almost like... It's like the other guy had a plan, but he got hit with a move in the middle of it. Yeah. So it may have been a botched spot for all I know, but like
yes,
there was a reality to it.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I think Watts called it a spear, but he was upright, so he kind of hit him with the side of his gut, and he fell over.
It was the same football tackle he used in WWE, except he was too close that turned into a clothesline.
Yeah.
So he's like throws his arms straight up, and Watts called it a spear. It's not what you would call a spear in 2024.
I was amazed that I was always taught you do the move in the center of the ring. On multiple times during the show, the finish took place very, very close to the ropes.
Yes.
Some of these guys have been wrestling for years.
And yeah.
Anyway.
So Volkov and Darso attack. And my favorite part of this entire segment, the American team is brawling with the Russian team. And Larry Higgins, who just got destroyed, like randomly wanders into the brawl and starts catching strays from Duggan. And the
well, how did I get it? You got to get some TV time, brother.
I guess so. And the Russians are whipped into each other. They bail, and that's that. This next match, Mr. Wrestling 2 and Magnum TA team up to face Paul Garner and Don Ralston and or Rose.
They did put a different name on the screen than was announced by the ring announcer.
So this Paul Garner. Both of them, actually. These jobbers are magnificent. Oh, glorious jobbers.
Were they ever?
Paul Garner is, like, too tall, but skinny fat. And Ralston slash Rose.
He also got his trunks, like, pulled all the way up, like, to his freaking nipples.
Yes, yes.
And Everything's just, like, spilling all over.
Never lifted a weight, never ran anywhere. Nothing athletic about this guy. And Don, I'll just call him Don, is short and pudgy. And they both look way too old to be doing this. So, sadly, we didn't see very much of them. Because about 8 seconds into the match, Jimmy Cornette, by the way, that's what they called him. He just walks into the ring with a couple of large sacks. He grabs the microphone. He declares that Mr. Wrestling 2 and Magnum TA are chickens.
Yes.
And they refuse to defend the belts against the Midnight Express. It is, of course, a distraction. A ruse, and the Midnights attack from behind. And I like this touch. The Midnights double-teamed two, while the jobber team joined in to hold down Magnum TA until the job was done, and then they got the hell out of there. So apparently somewhere in here, Mr. 2 is laid out with a gimmick. Some sort of weapon of some kind. And with him out of the picture, they...
He was hit with a blackjack.
It was a blackjack.
I see.
In the head.
They called it a blackjack, mm-hmm. which is different from a slapjack.
I gather neither is something you want to be hit with.
You don't want to be hit with anything.
No, that's true. So,
this guy got hit with syrup and feathers here. I don't want to get with that.
They held Magnum down. They drizzled molasses or maple syrup or honey or something over him.
Tar.
And they got the big bag of feathers, shoot feathers.
Well, tar is black. So yeah. It's definitely honey or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Had to be molasses.
And they drizzled all these feathers over him. And they turned him over and got his front, too. It was all tarred up and feathered. And the job is done, and all the baby faces make the save. And at this point, this segment, which is already fun, turned into something from the pro wrestling multiverse of madness. You got Mr. Wrestling 2, Magnum TA, The Midnight Express, among the people making the save, Leaping Lanny Poffo, Dr. Death Steve Williams, and a very young, very green Rick Rude.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to him in a minute.
More to say about him.
But yes, they tarred and feathered Magnum TA. The heat... for this angle. And he's flopping around.
Oh, what he says.
Feathers are flying everywhere.
You ever see a kid jump into a pile of leaves?
Yeah.
That's the magnitude of these feathers.
No, I mean, a kid jumping in leaves, that won't even do what these feathers did. These feathers fucking almost hit the ceiling. It was like an explosion, like an atomic bomb, just sending feathers everywhere. And he's covered in feathers. Like, they're stuck to his body all over, which we'll get to momentarily.
Jumping just ahead to the next match, you can still see the feathered dander in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's feathers in the air. There's feathers stuck to the mat.
There's a sticky spot of the mat.
I was watching this, and like nowadays, if anything happens, okay, anything, they go to commercial, and 85 geeks come out, and they quickly take the canvas off. They put a brand new canvas clean on.
Right.
I'm talking WWE. On an indie show, you're just going to be in everyone's blood and vomit. But they take it off, and they clean it. And like this is a show... We're from 1984, where they've not changed anything in years.
Yes.
I'm like, they ain't changing this canvas, are they?
It will throw feathers on it next week.
Sure as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
They continue the show with fucking molasses and feathers all over the fucking ring as these people are trying to work. I was like, oh my God. God.
Yeah, there's in the main event, there are many, many botched spots, and Watts is blaming them on the sticky mat. They can't get their footwork right. Anyway, this is all great and lots of fun. And it leads right into the Midnight Express versus George Weingroff and Lanny Poffo.
Yeah.
What a match.
This match was hilarious. It's like...
Poffo was great.
God. You know what's funny is you guys remember Private Party and the Young Bucks?
Sure.
Sounds familiar.
Okay, well, you know, the Young Bucks do these crazy spots, and then they get the heat, and then they like slow it down. They do old school tag wrestling, beat on the guy, everything like that. Like, Midnight Express did not slow down for 1 second this match.
No, no.
I mean, they went 100 miles an hour from start to finish. They hit 8,000 moves. They kept cutting the guy off, knocking the other dude off the apron so they could hit 55 more moves. Like, God, the irony. But goddamn, like, what a team.
Oh.
We got to see Dennis Condrey again. The fucking best. Like, Bob Eaton's fantastic and everything, but... This Dennis Condrey, God, he was so great. And they worked together and killed these nerds. It was glorious. A glorious 6 minutes of destruction.
They worked Poffo ever forever. And it was great. And he kept on trying to get that tag and knocking the guy off the end.
This is the key.
Just
all four dudes were very focused on this tag Lanny was trying to make. Lanny tried to make it. George trying to reach in and tag him. The Midnight's frantically trying to stop this tag. Bobby turns around for 2 seconds to tag in Dennis, and Lanny like scurries to the corner, and Bobby's got to turn around and sprint and dive onto him and stop this tag. The whole thing was like that. So, much to my surprise, we actually got a George Weingroff hot tag.
Yeah.
He did, in fact, run wild, briefly, and they cut him off, hit a back suplex elbow drop thing, and they pinned him.
The Leaping Lanny Poffo was... such a great baby face in this match. He sold and sold and sold. And they actually got a hot tag, and the crowd actually popped for this happening.
It's George Weingroff. The one and only.
You know, you got me there, Vinny.
And then also like in the middle of this beating, Poffo just pulls out like a backflip.
Yeah.
he did. He would do the hip tosses where it's like, so you're so green you don't know what to do with your hands. So you whip the guy in and you put your hands together Then he comes off, you give him the hip toss, and then, yeah, just to celebrate it with a big wacky backflip. So we go to break, and we come back, and now Bill Watts is interviewing Mr. Wrestling 2 and Magnum TA.
Magnum is still covered in feathers.
Yeah.
Head to toe. And Bill Watts...
They may have put more feathers on him during the
break. They might have.
I'm sure,
actually. They might have. His legs and his face.
They got, like, a sticky spray stuff and just got his whole body. Yeah.
He's also very hairy. It's the 80s.
So he's standing there covered in fucking feathers. And instead of interviewing him first, they go to Mr. Wrestling. And so he's doing his promo, and Magnum TA is just standing there, unmoving, covered in fucking feathers.
Yeah.
And then they go to Magnum, and Magnum does astutely note, some of you might find this a little bit funny.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, this is the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to me.
And I'm sure he was not.
And you can actually hear fans laughing because he's covered in fucking feathers. In storyline, he didn't even try to take a shower.
No.
He just went backstage, and he came out for his interview covered in feathers. Now, what you don't know, because this was not on TV, but when this segment was over... Well, Magnum's got to leave, for real. So he goes to take a shower. Yeah. Well, this goddamn Irish McNeil's boys club, they got no hot water. Fucking freezing ass shower to try to wash all of this shit off of him. And like, if you've ever had to take a shower or whatever, it's like the hot water that really, you know, kind of gets the stuff off you. He must have been in that, I don't even know how long he was in that shower. But he probably wanted to.
Yeah, I know you've never had oil on your hands, Brian. But getting that ass clean without hot water is impossible.
Yeah, I'm well aware. I'm a mechanic at heart.
Oh, sure.
But yes, he took a cold ass shower in the Irish McNeil Boys Club.
He cuts this promo. You got Magnum T's attention. Tactics like this should never be used by any human being on this earth.
Wow.
This should bring back. It's time for a tar and feathering. This is a heat, good heat segment.
But you gotta build it up by having someone call someone a chicken.
Absolutely, yes.
Repeatedly.
Also, Miss Wrestling 2, when he says they pulled a trick and now there's gonna be a plucking.
Yes,
he's very happy about his plucking.
There's gonna be a plucking.
Yep.
Tom Lentz versus Giant Sami Zayn.
Excuse me.
They build him as Jim Neidhart, but I promise you, he looked like inflated Sami Zayn.
He was very, very large with a full beard.
A full beard?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then this, like, it just looked like, I'll make a 1980s reference here. It looked like the Vert and Horiz on my TV were out of whack. It just looked like Sami Zayn, but stretched sideways. Same beard, same body hair, same gear, just wider. Squashed him. One with a Samoan drop. That's all I got. Dr. Death versus Crusher Darceau. Varsity Club versus Demolition. So this next two segments is fascinating to watch because we watch NXT, which is a lot of very green wrestlers and how they are taught these days. The next four wrestlers were in their first or second year in the business. And obviously things have changed. And you're getting a lot more road time. You're going to improve a lot quicker in the 80s than you would these days. But just watching what happened here compared to the micromanaged, overly coached, sterile environment of an NXT match. Dr. Death and Crusher Darceau was a perfectly fine Haas match.
It was fine.
It wasn't good.
But, I mean, Dr. Death was 2 years in and you could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, his comeback where he's doing tackles, they all look terrible. But the people were like totally into him. Like, he knew how to play to the crowd already and he knew how to get a reaction. So they learned different things back then, in the first 2 years, and people learn it nowadays. Nowadays, people just learn a bunch of moves and spots.
Don't know why.
And have no idea what to do with a crowd.
Yeah.
And back then, it was all about, you know, they learned. I mean, he did a great job as far as like playing to the crowd and everything, but the stuff he did not look good.
And the tackles he was doing were theoretically exactly the same tackles Duggan used as a finish 20 minutes ago.
Weren't these reactions, though, just the crowd excited that they're beating on this Russian?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
But he fired up and everything, and he did a good job.
I mean, the Doc is, you know, a monster and mauled him for a while, and then he went for a splash. He hit the knees. There was a long chin lock, and Doc fought out of that, made a comeback, and as a match, this is all fine and dandy. So,
as Watts said, Dr. Death can't stand Russians.
He did mention this. Can't stand Russians. So Darceau is knocked out of the ring. Nikolai comes over and passes him some kind of gimmick, and I couldn't tell what it was at first because the production's not very good. It's dark at ringside. So the ref is distracted, and Dr. Death is distracted, and Darso pulls out this gimmick. It's a fucking dumbbell, like a 20-pound dumbbell.
I thought it was a brick.
And he wallops Dr. Death with his thing and tucks the dumbbell into his trunks, and he makes the cover, gets the pin. Like, I know it's a different world, but this is miles better than 95% of NXT matches. The next match was much, much worse than 95% of NXT matches or any other matches you will see anywhere in the world. Hacksaw Reed versus a very young, very green, very, very horrible Rick Rude.
Also very skinny.
Tiny, yes.
I mean, by Rick Rude standards. Yes, he would get bigger and even more ripped. I mean, he was a large, muscular man here, but all these guys are monsters. Everything he did sucked. His punches sucked. Ugh. His selling sucked. His hip toss sucked. They're on such different pages that at the point in the match when Rick's trying to make a comeback with these awful mistimed punches and they're out of position for everything, Butch Reed just leaves the ring. I'm not wrestling this man anymore. I just quit. I'm getting out. I'm bailing. Bill watches on commentary. Screaming, we only have 3 minutes of TV time left. So eventually, Butch gets in the ring. They just start over. They just lock up again. And Watts is practically 1 minute left. Do something, fuckers. Because again, it's I don't know if this is live, but they can't go long. There's no overrun for Mid-South. And so Rude hits more horrible punches, but he's literally thrown in the ropes. Like Reed grabs and throws his neck in the ropes. Hits a big, long press slam and finally just wins the match. Holy God, that sucked.
Well,
you got to start sometime.
Rick Rude was like, God, there's so many things I could say here. First off, he was so freaking skinny, but I think he was still on the juice because like his shoulders were like really big. And I mean, when you think about like, God damn, he was on so much shit to look like he looked. And he wasn't even like, in his prime, he wasn't like big. He was just shredded, but he was a skinny, skinny guy on a ton of juice. And I'm watching him here in this match. It's 1986.
Four.
And I think he debuted in 82.
Yes.
Yeah. It was 82?
Yeah.
Okay, so he debuted in 82. He was 2 years into the business here.
Wow.
And fuck, dude, I mean, he looked like, except for his physique, he in the ring was like any other fucking jobber. Like,
no, most are much better than this.
He was fucking terrible. Yeah. The way he moved, the way he bumped, like, you would never have watched this, aside from the fact that he was in good shape, you would never have watched this and thought that he would be anything in this business, okay? So apparently, I don't know if it was like Jerry Jarrett saw something in the guy or whatever, but they're doing a trade. Like they're trading Rick Rude for the Rock and Roll Express.
Nice.
They're plugging Rock and Roll's coming in. And so Rude goes, I guess, to Jerry Jarrett, I think it was, and he must have gotten better quick because 4 years from now is when he's doing like Rick Rude and Ultimate Warrior. Dude,
2 years from now, he's a tag team champion for Crockett.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and he was way better.
Yeah.
So anyway, whatever happened, I mean, he got miles and miles and miles and miles better.
Yeah.
And if you think about, here's the other thing to think about. So think about Rick Rude. We watched him in the NWA, watched him in WWF, watched him in WCW till he had to retire, watched him come back to WWF and WCW. He was one of those guys who was on the two shows at the same time because one was taped.
Same night, yeah.
Yep, he's part of DX. You think of all of that.
Shaved his beard.
Yep. This guy had a 12-year career. His entire career was 12 years in the ring because he started in 82 and he retired in 94.
Sad.
And he was done. And then if you watch this match here in 84, like 14 years later, he was dead. Crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you think about it.
And on the flip side, Hacksaw Butch Reed, much, much better than the natural Butch Reed.
That is true. That is a good point. We watched him on, well, the prime time, and he was always pretty much terrible. This Butch Reed was fine, at least by comparison, because he was in there with this Rick Rude. And we go to the desk for one last shot, and Jim Ross is shouting, "We'll see you next week at Mid-South Wrestling." And there's Cowboy Bill Watts, this great big hoss of a man who's been angry at Russians all day, and in the years past was cutting promos on the Welcher and unions. He just looks at the camera, smiles and waves. He's happy now.
Yeah, this Welcher, it was exactly what I thought. He fucked him over in business. And so Bill Watts used his TV show to bury this fucking guy.
In real life.
Over and over and over again. And I think he put somebody over on this show, actually. I forget who it was. But he gave somebody like a positive plug. So, man, this is Bill Watts.
Yes, this Rick Rude would be on WrestleMania in 7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Dude, he was more than WrestleMania. Like he was doing all those main events with Ultimate Warrior.
Yep.
In like 88, 88, 89. So anyway, well, that was a fun Mid-South.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it going for a while.
I think so.
We need to watch more. Yes. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Vinny and I are going to be back on Thursday, AEW and NXT. And the rest of us are going to be back this weekend with SmackDown and Collision. Collision and SmackDown.
That's the plan.
We had some people on the board that were like outraged.
Yep.
They're like, "This that's how I follow AEW." I'm like, "Dude, we're only getting rid of Rampage, which we don't even review half the time anyway. We're still going to watch Collision, which is a way more important show, and we're also going to watch SmackDown. So it's going to be two shows. And then we'll figure out what to do with Tom, because I brought this up to Tom, and first off, he's very jealous. But also, he canceled his Hulu. Here's the other thing. He canceled his Hulu Plus. He can't even watch SmackDown anymore.
Oh.
So it actually is going to somehow work out.
All right.
So we got to figure out something for him to watch. Professional bull riding or something. Anyway, if you like this show, it was free. Sign up at the website, WrestlingObserver.com. You get all of our shows, not just this one, but Observer Radio and Wrestling Observer Live and everything like that. And every show we've ever done dating back to 2005, which is 15,000 shows. Not 1,500, 15,000 archived shows. And you can also sign up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. And just put F4W online and then follow it up with either Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. And it'll take you to those sites and you can sign up and watch all of the shows or listen to all the shows there as well. So anyway, that's it. We'll talk to you after a while.
Good night.
Adios.
Mahalo.